I remember a while back I was explaining to somebody about lucid dreams and astral projection, out-of-body experiences, and when I explained to them how to do it, I remember them saying to me, is that all there is to it? It seems like there should be more to it than that. It sounds almost too easy. And I've always maintained that the easiest, the techniques that are the simplest are not always the easiest to overcome. And as we look at the concept of astral projection, actually getting the ability to take our spirit outside of our body, it's simple, but it's not easy. I mean, it is a pretty simple process. And you know, I've seen people that have, you know, total books on astral projection, courses on astral projection, which I guess this kind of is. And I think they make it too complicated. Matter of fact, I know they do. What I'm going to do is explain it the best way I know how to get you to be able to do it. The upside is that, you know, it's a fantastic world of awakening that will take you to places that, you know, you can't imagine what it's like until you experience it. By the same token, it's not easy. You know, it's not something that's going to happen overnight. For some of you, it will. For some of you, it could take a little bit longer time. And what I want to do is break it down so that you understand how to do it. We're also going to be covering remote viewing, remote sensing. And a lot of times people ask me, what's the difference between remote viewing, astral projection? And in reality, there's not that much of a difference. It's really on the focus point of what you're doing. And so I'm not going to get into that much of the difference between remote viewing and astral projection right here. Wait till we get to the section on remote viewing and I can explain better the different types of remote viewing and why people do it the way they do it and how that's different from astral projection. But they are extremely, you know, very similar and things that you can learn to do. Astral projection is where you're taking your spirit outside of your body. You're deliberately doing it. It's not a out-of-body experience where you just pop out. It's not a lucid dream where it just, you know, could happen. This is something where you're actually, your goal is to get the spirit out of the body. And there's really some keys in order to make that happen. As we're doing our meditative process, this could be a goal of somebody. I have a lot of people that have successfully done this. I also have some people that say, hey, that's the last thing in the world I want to do. I don't want to know anything about, you know, leaving my body. I like my spirit where it is right now, and that's fine. Matter of fact, I've met some really good people that are great with energy, fantastic, that don't want to do it. The fact of the matter is, though, as your energy grows, your chances of astral projecting spontaneously are going to go up because the energy's getting greater. You're going to be opening up all of those energy centers in your body, and you're going to start shooting out. There's just no doubt about it. I mean, I haven't met anybody that's done this type of practice diligently that hasn't left their body. I mean, at some time, it's going to happen. The difference between that and what we're going to now talk about is that now we're deliberately going to be doing training in order to do this. Obviously, the meditation training we talked about before is very good training and will help you to get what you want to do, and in some cases will allow you to astral project pretty easily. But I want to go into some more detailed things, some unique ways to get you out of your body, some different exercises. Because again, this is, from my perspective, this is the most difficult portion of the course. You know, getting your body relaxed down is one thing. Getting it relaxed down to the point where you can project out is another. And we're going to discuss that. That is, in a nutshell, the secret. That is the secret to astral projection, remote viewing. Actually, everything we're talking about is getting the body 100% relaxed and to be able to stay lucid at the same time. As I mentioned on the lucid dreaming portion, usually your spirit will shoot out, or OBE, where I talked about the spirit shooting out at night while you're sleeping. And the reason it does that is because your body has gotten to a total state of relaxation. It's almost like a dead relaxed. If you ever pick somebody up when they're really dead asleep, they're like, they weigh a ton. You know, and that's that dead weight. You hear the word dead weight. And that's, it's almost like you have to get your body to the point, if you've ever had those pins and needles in your arms and in your legs, you have to almost go through that to the next level, which is a total deadness of your body. It's a total point where your body is, for all intents and purposes, just out. I mean, it is knocked out, but your mind is still awake. It's still lucid. It's still viewing what's going on. Now, the thing is that you have to keep your mind awake, but you still have to be able to shift your consciousness to a point that's outside of your body so that you can actually get out. And you have to keep the mind still enough so that it doesn't hold you back, because the body is going to want to try to hold you back. It's going to do things to you that are going to cause you to not get out. And so it's one of those things where there's all these things going on at one time. You know, you would hope it would be easier, but if it was, everybody would be doing it. And that's one of the cool things about doing this type of energy work, is that you ought to know that once you attain this level, it's something that not everybody can do. And it's a type of skill that a lot of people wish they had. And now you're going to be able to do it because of what we're going to talk about here. So you have to relax. You have to shift your consciousness. You have to build up and control your mental energy and chi to relax into the projection without either falling asleep or allowing the spirit to pop back into the body. What you'll notice is you start to do these projections, sometimes the body will start to actually lift out of the body, or the spirit will start lifting out of the body, and you'll feel it, and then you'll get excited and it'll pop back in. That was one of the things that happened to me early on, is I would get so excited, oh man, it's finally happening, that because of that excitement, I was no longer relaxed. So I tensed up and it popped right back in. So I'm giving you these little tidbits based on my experience and based on the experience of others that I've spoken to, because invariably you're going to run into some of these situations unless you're one of the rare few that are able to go through the situation, go through the technique without a problem. And if you are, hey, that's fantastic. That's absolutely wonderful. So you have to maintain that relaxation, but you also have to maintain the fact that you are going to understand what you're going through. You have to understand that your body is going to try and maintain you. It's not just going to let you shoot out. If you go to sleep, it's one thing, because there's no recognition and the body's fine with that. Or maybe it's not fine. I don't know. I haven't spoken to my body lately, but it is going to try to keep you back in. And so as a result, as you start to get into this relaxation, and this is true pretty much with all of the meditation practices that we're going to be doing, is that the astral body, as it starts to go out of the physical body, you're going to have a lot of different sensations. Sometimes these sensations will shock the astral body back into the physical body. And sometimes it's very difficult. And one of these things is going to be feeling itches on your face. Some people call them cobwebs. You get these itches on your face. You get little itches on your body. You get little movements. You start recognizing parts of your body that you really never felt before, because now you're getting your body into a state of relaxation. I mean, I've gotten it so bad where I had like these itches on my face, these quote-unquote cobwebs on my face, that I had to scratch it. Of course, the minute you scratch it, that minute, you know, kind of ends the result that you're going towards. Now, how do you get past that? It's going to take mental energy. And to get past those types of issues, that's where the mental focus, that's where you have to shift your consciousness to a point outside of your body or to some other directive. And that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to give you some unique ways, different techniques to get out of the body. Not every one of these is going to work for you, but we've put enough together that we feel that there should be enough that you should be able to say, okay, that one sounds, you know, pretty good. I'll give that a try. And there may be some of you that'll try all of them to see which one fits best with you. once you go through the techniques, you'll get a feeling. I mean, you'll be able to feel the spirit starting to pop a little bit. Now, like I said, some of the techniques you'll really feel comfortable with, and you'll say, hey, this is great, I'm going to do it. We've kind of done them from a lot of different perspectives. I've gotten them from a lot of different feedback that I've gotten from different people, so I know that they've worked for a lot of different people. Again, which one's going to work for you, I can't say, and I'm not even going to make that judgment call. But they are unique ways in order for you to get out of your body. So when we come back, we're going to go into those techniques.